The European Union is supporting Ghana's integrated migration management approach with €3 million to complement government's effort at managing migration effectively. The project will last for 36 months and will be implemented under three key components identified in the National Immigration Policy. At the launch in Accra, speakers emphasized the importance of the Ghana integrated migration management approach and will help address key issues identified in the National Immigration Policy. Gloria Anderson and Shaunita Bwachi were there for Radio Ghana.
The Ghana Immigration Service in September 2011 launched its four-year strategic plan to guide the service to manage immigration effectively. The strategic plan set out 17 components which will be implemented to achieve its goal. The service immediately embarked on an intensive fundraising campaign to solicit funds to facilitate the implementation of the plan. The EU's €3 million is therefore one of the response to the GIS call for assistance. The Chargé d'Affaires EU delegation to Ghana, Judicial Renault, who explained the importance of migration to the EU, said migration and mobility must be seen as an asset which will help countries strengthen their economies. He urged government to involve its citizens and civil societies in the creation of migration policies, as such dialogues will ensure the effective implementation of these policies.
Europe and Ghana must embrace the opportunities and take all the advantages of the benefits that migration and mobility can bring to our respective countries culturally and economically. But in order to do so, of course, we need those innovative policies, and we need to step up and defend those policies using strong, convincing arguments. By working closely together and with key stakeholders like the IOM, we can and we must ensure that migration and mobility are indeed a force for innovation, for growth, and for good.
The Director of Immigration, Dr. Peter Ruedu, said the service takes seriously its mandate to operate fairly but firm immigration controls in Ghana. He announced that the service is in the process of finalizing its first ever national migration policy.
Ghana is in the process of finalizing its first ever national migration policy. The policy will seek to facilitate and guide the management of Ghana's internal and international migratory flows in a context that will enhance national development as well as sub-regional, regional and global interests. Ghana Immigration Service recognized the role of migration in Ghana's development agenda, has developed measures and strategies to tap into the benefits of positive migration while limiting the incidence of irregular migration with all its attendant hazards.
The acting head of policy planning, monitoring and evaluation at the Ghana Immigration Service explained that the GIMA project will address gaps that affect the effective operations of the Ghana Immigration Service.
Basically three components with several results. If we take the first component, training capacity of GIS immigration, they are going to establish an ICT lab at the Asinfosu training school. We are going to have a bigger capacity, about 71 to 78 capacity ICT lab component two. That is, we already have a migration information bureau that informs the public about the safe way to travel. Now we try to discourage irregular migration and encourage positive migration. So we give information out. But under this project, we are going to make that more inviting to the public. We are going to make it like a resource center where people can just come, laugh, talk, and it will not be intimidating for people to come. It's going to be very open. Three is data, migration data. You need to have data to know where you are going, make projections and thereof.
Planning at the Ghana Immigration Service. Ending a report by Gloria Anderson and Shaunita Bwachi.